Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Fine, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Cheers. What's up, y'all? I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight From The Source. I've got an hour of new Memphis music coming your way. Stick around. All right, y'all. It's another beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm so glad you decided to spend yours with me. I have an awesome show for you. I Make Mad Beats and Kid Maestro are in the house. We're going to be talking about I Make Mad Beats' new record, Ones. We're going to be talking about the next iteration of Midnight Marauder, which is coming up this weekend at Mosh. We've got a lot on the agenda. So we're going to kick it off with some music from that record that just dropped. Here's Magic from Ones. You're hearing it on WYXR. All right, y'all, we are here straight from the source. I have got I Make Mad Beats and Kid Maestro in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, no. Y'all.
What's going on?
So we just heard Magic from the new I Make Mad Beats project, Wands, just out last week. And so I hear you threw a really nice party at the Pink Palace, a.k.a. the Museum of Science and History, a.k.a. Mosh. I was not one of the lucky ones, because I know it was sold out. So how was it?
First of all, it's an honor to be on the show. It's an honor to be here with you, E, one more time. It was an amazing show. It was kind of epic. It's definitely my favorite show I've ever done. I only had one guest appearance, and it was my 7-year-old son.
He
came up and did a song with me, played my NPC with me. And I got a chance to kind of illustrate a story that I wrote and have people experience it the way that I wanted them to experience it without really any sacrifices, you know. Usually, I'll just say this, like we do a lot when it comes to putting on experiences and show to try to get the experience to mimic an idea that we have as closely as possible. And this was probably the highest percentile I think we've ever delivered an experience that was sourced from our minds. So
yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah. And I know we're also going to talk today about Midnight Marauder, which is also at the planetarium at the Pink Palace. So like, how did this start? I'm so interested in this. Like, it makes a lot of sense to me in terms of, again, what you were just saying about like the experiences y'all try to create in like these unconventional spaces.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. But I'm also like, how did this start? And it seems like y'all are really kind of planting a little flag there. Yeah. Moon jokes. Hashtag moon jokes.
that was a good one.
Thank you.
That was a good one. I didn't see that one on the way. Yeah.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah. I mean, it really started with I got invited to be a part of the Arts and Culture Committee.
Mm-hmm.
We had a meeting. Craig Brewer had a meeting at his space here at Crosstown. And as soon as I walked in, Kevin Thompson from the Museum of Science and History at the time, now called the Pink Palace again. As soon as I walked in, I introduced myself to people and he said, "I make mad beats." I was like, "Yeah." He said, two people today told me I have to talk to you." and I was just like, "Okay, what's going on?" You know? And he was like, you know, he told me that they were working on some new initiatives at the museum and that they wanted to have some music stuff involved. He would love to sit down and talk with me. And then he started to say things about the museum. And I'll be honest, when he first started talking about it, I was just like, "Okay, sounds cool," you know what I'm saying? And then he said the planetarium, and I was like, "The planetarium?" And I was like, "Bro, just tell me where to show up," you know. And when we finally got a chance to sit down, it was him, Jeff, and Portia. We finally got a chance to sit down. I had already known Portia, by the way, just from being black in Memphis, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Portia. When I finally got a chance to sit down with them, you know, I told them, I said, "Man, y'all don't understand. Like, the planetarium is the only field trip I cared about as a kid. It's the number one field trip that opened up my mind to curiosities beyond where I lived and what I knew." And, you know, I told them that I was down for whatever, you know. And then they took me on a tour of the space. And, you know, first things first is I have an office there now. So I have an office there. So I don't have to just be in the studio working on spreadsheets. I have a room.
Oh, my gosh.
Spreadsheets now, you know. And then. The next thing we decided to do there was Midnight Marauder.
Mm-hmm.
And Midnight Marauder, you know, honestly, E, this is kind of serendipitous, right? This is kind of kismet, because one of the first times I think that we ever even mentioned the idea of Midnight Marauder, aside from just me and Kid Maestro, it was to you.
Really?
Yeah. You were at my home studio. At Dirty South
okay.
Studio,
yeah.
Right?
That is. I have been there. That is true.
Mm-hmm. I remember specifically you were sitting in the tallest of my chairs.
Yes.
Right.
Did I do that to myself, or did you do that to me?
I probably set you up.
Yeah.
That way, you know. But I remember I was sitting at the, you know, next to all of my equipment, and we were telling you about a space where it would create a kind of, you know, community / competitive space where iron could sharpen iron.
Yeah. Totally.
Right.
Yep.
And you know, the crux of that idea was this idea that we had called Midnight Marauder, and now it's alive and well. So, yeah, but that's all of these ideas were the ideas that initially, you know, got the ball running with the Pink Palace.
Yeah.
And then I knew that, you know, the name of my studio is Outer Space. I was writing a story about leaving Earth. My son's name is Nova.
Yeah.
I knew that the planetarium is where I wanted to return to tell the story.
That's really, really cool. Yeah. I love that. Let's listen to another track from Wands. And I have several here. So okay. I don't know if there's anyone in particular that you want me to play next.
What do we got on the list?
Okay. I got Fairy in a White Dress. I got Crater. I got I'm Losing My Mind, I'm Okay.
Let's go with I'm Losing My Mind, I'm Okay.
Okay. You want to set this up for us?
Yeah. Big shout out to who I am dubbing local legend, Tiffany Harmon. Tiffany Harmon. She's a woman I got a chance to meet during the pandemic. Honestly, as I wasn't feeling too great sitting in my studio scrolling on Instagram, I heard this woman's voice and I was enamored. And 2 years later, I got to work on her with my album. And this is a song called I'm Losing My Mind, I'm Okay from Wands.
All right, here we go. And you are hearing it right now on WYXR. All right. I'm losing my mind. I'm okay. And I'm losing my mind because we just start talking in here and then the song's over. So that's not good. I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight from the Source. I'm hanging out with I Make Mad Beats and Kid Maestro. We're having too much fun, and that's illegal on the radio. So I'm just kidding. They totally condone it. We were just talking about the very talented Tiffany Harmon, who is singing on that song. How did you think about, I mean, there's obviously quite a few collabs guests on this record. How do you think about that when you're going into the process? I mean, I know you have a very clear vision of the story you want to tell. Right. So where does that come in?
Well, most of the collaborations are just other producers, other musicians. But I think this project is probably the most just me of any project I've ever done. And, you know, I have very personal reasons as to why I thought that was necessary. But, you know, obviously home team, Kid Maestro, C Major, and ELO on I'm Different Everywhere. You know, and big shout out to my assistant, Frankie. She actually wrote part of the song that just played.
Very cool.
She actually wrote part of it. And when we began to flesh it out even more, the kind of haunting vibe that I wanted for it, as it represents a kind of not so great space in the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just heard Tiffany Harmon's voice and I reached out to her and said, hey, I know we talked like 2 years ago about potentially doing a song, you know, it's now okay.
Yeah.
And like maybe 2 or 3 days later she came through and we did it, and she did it, I mean, like a true professional. It's kind of scarily skilled at using her voice. And then we have Unique on Fairy in a White Dress.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, like the journey I've been on, the journey that created Wands, really, really was a solo one. You know, it really was a journey that I had to take by myself, whether I wanted to or not. And so I kind of reflected that in the music.
Yeah. So, Kid, for you, like, You work with a lot of different artists. What's it like working with Matt on a project like this? Like, is he bringing you into the full creative vision, like, from the start?
Yeah, Matt, for Juan specifically, like, I don't know exactly what was going on in your mind when you came up, when you started working on the music that ended up on Wands.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like most of the times when I see him like bring something into fruition, particularly musically, it's like this momentum. It almost like it just starts happening. Like I remember specifically riding around in the Tesla after he went on like a what we call a beat week, where he you know, is primarily producer, not the CEO and founder of Unapologetic. He's just I Make Mad Beats, and most of the time is just spent making beats. And then after a week, you know, he'll have a playlist of beats and they all of a sudden just kind of have a thing to them, like a vibe, and it's coming together before I feel like we realize it's happening. And then from my perspective, the story comes. It's like, oh, this is telling the story. And then it just happens in a more organic way. And that's largely just him. That's his vision, right? And so I feel like I'm a part of it because he'll share what he's made, right? And tell the story. And as he's telling it, we'll react.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever that reaction is, he'll gain and take and apply or not apply. So I feel a part of the journey, but the visionary aspect and how it all comes to be, he's largely in the driver's seat of that.
Yeah.
And so that's really what the process was like for Wands specifically. And then like there'll be these moments where he'll get to a place where he needs something very specific, and so he'll call the assassin for that very specific execution of that very specific idea.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, when you're a part of that, you kind of like, you only really get a part of the story. Like there is even stuff for the show that I didn't see.
Yeah.
Till the day of.
That's kind of what I was wondering. If there's stuff that just stays upstairs until it's fully realized. Yeah.
So Yeah.
Well, speaking of calling in an assassin to do a job, how, you know, I think we've all seen the video with our mayor, Mary Young. How did that come about?
Yeah. You know, the story of Wands is about me leaving Earth to find home and to find healing as I'm, you know, it's loosely, well, not even loosely, I think really based on some of the health issues I've been dealing with for the past 4 years. And, you know, I'm imaginative in every facet of my life, even the scary parts. And so I began to imagine, you know, a story about somebody leaving Earth and, you know, and, you know, and just over the years, being a masked man, like I've had people in every part of the city, whether they're political parts or they run a restaurant or they just a homie down the street. I've had so many people refer to me as some sort of superhero of the city, you know. And so I just kind of ran with that, you know.
Yeah.
And every story I know where, you know, there's a superhero in a city and that superhero is tied to that city, he has some relationship with the mayor.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and so I know how much Paul Young champions, you know, artists finding homes here.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And how much I champion, how much I've done in the last 10 plus years to champion that idea, you know. And so to kind of give an edge to the story, I thought, nah, we should invite, you know, Mayor Young to be a part of the story in this kind of way. And, you know, like I said, I've known him. It's funny, when the Main Street petition thing happened, I was actually with Mayor Young, before he was Mayor Young, I was with him downtown, you know, and so we've been working on things long before, you know, this era of his life. And so, you know, I've always been in contact with him. And so I just had an idea. And as always, I just send a text message like, hey, bro, you know, I'm doing this. You want to be down? You want to hop in and help out a bit? And his response I'll just say this. I just remember showing my wife the response and saying, like, this is how cool the mayor is of this city.
Yeah.
It was just being all the way real. It was not a politician's response. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
It was a homie down the streets response.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He was in. So.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. I believe it. Yes. Memphis, a city where you just text the mayor and be like, yo, hey, man.
Exactly.
Hey, man, you want to be in my video?
Exactly.
Well, let's listen to one more from Wands. Okay. Any picks? Any?
We can listen to, did I put, what did I give you?
Is it Crater was on there?
Oh, yeah. We can go Crater.
White dress. Okay.
We can go Crater.
All right. You want to set this one up for us?
Yeah. So, I'll kind of give a glimpse into the story a bit. In the story of Wands, right? And Wands is the score to a story. So in that story, there's a place in that story where I do find home. But when I find home, I've been away from home for so long that some people there feel threatened by me. And Crater is dedicated to that moment.
All right. And you're hearing it right now on Straight from the Source on WYXR. All right, that was Crater, I Make Mad Beats, from his new album, Wands. I Make Mad Beats and Kid Maestro are in the studio with me right now. Is that like an actual wind chime on the end of that?
Yeah, it's one I recorded myself.
So that's nice. Yeah. Wind chimes can sound so freaky if they want to. It's like a very, it's like Twister throwback. I'm showing my age, but
I think one of the very first like natural instruments I ever recorded was it was wind chimes at my house in Orange Mount, and as a kid, and so I just, since then I've just been collecting the sounds of wind chimes and using them in various productions. Like if you really go back, you go back to Stunteria's Volume 1, listen to some of my stuff, there's chimes in the background.
I'm going to ask maybe an ignorant question now, but like, did you invent that word, Stunterius?
No, I can't take credit for that. I have to give it out to my man, Sean. I had not had a child yet, and I was talking to my man, Sean, about potential names.
No, no. I'm unwell. Oh, my God.
And he was like, yo, you should name him Stunterius. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I don't know if I'm naming him that, but I'm naming something.
Right?
That.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I've always thought that was a great name, and now I love it even more because that is fabulous. Oh, my God. All right. So, obviously, you've been super busy with this album release. You've been all over the place. Yeah. We already covered. You've been out here doing videos with the mayor. You've been all over WYXR. You had your release show, and now y'all are getting ready for Midnight Marauder coming up this weekend. Yeah. Midnight Marauder 2.
Midnight Marauder 2.
So, we've alluded to this a little bit earlier, this space of iron sharpens iron, where this idea kind of came from. But like, for the uneducated, fill us in, what is Midnight Marauder?
Mm. Midnight Marauder is a producer and instrumental artist focused show inspired by this event called The Low End Theory, named after a Tribe Called Quest album.
Mm-hmm.
And from 2006 to 2018, this event happened at the Airliner, which is a venue in LA, every Wednesday. And it started off because there wasn't a place, there was a burgeoning like producer and beat scene at the time, and there wasn't a place, you know, like a club or the lounge or like a spot where these types of artists could perform and be in community with other like-minded individuals, whether they were musicians themselves or just appreciators of the art. So Daddy Kev, No Such Thing, and Gas Lamp Killer started this event, and it became an international symbol for producers.
Wow, yeah.
And so I feel like if you are a producer or an instrumental artist, or an artist that is forward-thinking or eclectic, at some point it was a goal, a milestone, to be able to perform at the Low End Theory. Definitely. And it ended in 2018, so myself and Mad Beats did not get to meet that milestone. Yeah. But their ending was a catalyst to so many other versions.
I love that.
Popping up around the country, right? And we felt like Memphis needed one so desperately, you know what I mean? And just like a lot of things that we seem to be involved in, if it doesn't exist, we just got to create it.
Absolutely. So, okay, what happens? Like, I'm planning to go to my first Midnight Marauder. Like, what am I, what to expect? What am I going to experience as a fan?
So you pull up. So it's at Pink Palace.
The Pink Palace.
The Pink Palace. I was just saying, too, by the way, because I'm not from Memphis, I'm used to saying Mosh and the Museum of Science and History.
So funny.
Going back to Pink Palace is like that's the weird, I don't know, I'm just in a different space.
But meanwhile, Pink Palace, like I was going on field trips there when I was in kindergarten. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so Pink Palace, we're specifically in the Deep End Theater at Pink Palace. Right. So when you pull up, you're gonna try to find the astronaut. That's what we've been telling. Anytime we have an event there, we just say find the astronaut. That'll take you to the general entrance. So you're gonna pull up to the Deep End Theater, you're gonna park. You're going to pass a Lost Vegan food truck because we didn't have food last time. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have food.
Nice.
And you're going to walk in.
Shout out Colway.
Yeah, shout out Colway. Yeah. Amazing artist. You're going to walk in.
Wait, is that his food truck?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Yeah, okay.
A whole chef out here.
Wow. All right. Cool. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're going to walk up the stairs to the Deep End Theater. You're going to check in, right? Make sure you you got your tickets ahead of time. And if there are any available, you could buy them at the door. And when you look to your right, you're going to see Coffee Black merch. Mm-hmm. And we also got Shangri-La in the house.
All right. Yeah,
he's selling vinyl, some rarities and whatever else they decide to bring.
Sure.
Yeah, so you're going to see that, and then you're going to walk into the actual Deep End Theater, and we probably will have transformed the place from just a classroom kind of looking thing to a crazy experience with a whole bunch of gear provided by Eric Parker.
Harbert Audio.
Harbert Audio.
Yeah.
And then the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to see me DJing, and then we're going to start the open aux section. So the open aux is where producers can sign up and play 4 minutes worth of their tracks. So that's going to happen for about an hour, and then we're going to go into some special performances.
That is so cool. So did the producers sign up in advance, or do they sign up on the night? Okay.
Yes, they do. They have to sign up in the Unapologetic World app, and it's just a sign-up sheet. It doesn't cost anything. You do have to have a ticket to the event to be admitted, but you just sign up, and it's for the first 10 producers. And yeah, you got 4 minutes to rock. And then we're going to go. Can we announce the?
Let's go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and then.
Wait, is this a you heard it here first moment?
This is a very.
Oh my
you heard
God. Let's
first.
Do it.
So, yeah. we usually have two featured performers. And for this round, for Midnight Marauder 2, the first featured performer will be our very own Elo.
Okay.
He will be doing a beat set. And then for everybody who missed it, I Make Mad Beats. We'll be doing another performance. Mm-hmm. So, yes. And
I love it.
We're going to leave Earth. You know what I mean?
We're going to leave Earth. Yeah. That sounds good to me.
I Make Mad Beats came back for another alien.
There we go. That sounds amazing. Something that I imagine has to be so cool about doing something like that is you just are just going to discover people you didn't know were out there and you literally don't know. Even for y'all who are very like plugged in and who have a community, and you know, that's what I found when I started hosting this show. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, oh yeah, I know, you know what's going on, and like, sure. But I mean, discovering artists, new artists all the time. Did you experience that at the first one? Like, I'm sure you did.
100%.
Yeah.
1,000%.
The open aux was probably the big. I was so impressed by what I heard. Like I was like, I cannot believe I didn't know. Some people I just didn't know even made music. I have met them, and I didn't know they made music, and especially didn't make music that sounded that good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then just like, it was like a risk, because we know that there are more people out there.
Of course.
Like us.
Yeah.
But we don't necessarily know them, nor do we know that they know about us.
Yeah.
Right? And so, especially for that first one, it was like, man, we were so worried about explaining the idea, because it's a new thing. Like this doesn't exist in Memphis. And so to see people come out and they get it and get to experience that, and the vibe was just perfect. Like, yeah, I don't know. I was just very happy just to be in a community that we knew had to exist, but we hadn't been able to actually commune with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's beautiful.
Okay, let's play some more music, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like we should play this Elo track that you've got in here.
What's that? I'm Different Everywhere?
This is Wages.
Oh, yeah. Let's play Wages.
Yeah, so, you want to set this up?
Okay, cool. So, like you said, we have Elo, who is one of the most talented people I've ever seen exist on planet Earth. son of the Iron Mike. Big shout out to Quinn. He will be performing at Midnight Marauder 2. Young guy. I think he's the youngest signee at Unapologetic. He is, absolutely. And
how young are we talking?
How old is he, though? 22?
He is 22, yeah.
Yeah. But he's been with us since he was 16. He was an intern first.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he's playing. Wages is a beat he sent me one day that I thought was amazing, and I wanted to play on this show.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to listen to it right now. This is Elo's Wages. You're listening to it on Straight from the Source on WYXR. Wages.
Yeah.
All right. That was ELO with Wages on Straight from the Source on WYXR. I Make Mad Beats and Kid Maestro in the house. Yeah. We're talking about I Make Mad Beats' new album, Wands. We're talking about Midnight Marauder. ELO is going to be performing at Midnight Marauder. And that is Saturday, right?
Yes. Yep. This Saturday.
At the Pink Palace. And where can people go to find information and tickets and all of that?
Yeah, you can go. The easiest place would be the Unapologetic World app, because that will host information on what it's about, why we're doing it, the link to get tickets, the link to sign up for the Open Aux. So if you download the Unapologetic World app, you just go to the menu and there's a tab called Midnight Marauder and everything is there. Alternatively, you can go to pretty much any one of our Instagram bios and find the direct purchase link for tickets. And and you can also find tickets on the Pink Palace website, Memphis Museums, I think.
I'll give a shortcut as well. You know what I'm saying? You can also go to IAmUnapologetic.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And all you'll find everything.
All these places.
Yeah. So there's no reason to not find this.
There's no reason. So I wonder, you know, you talked about like the space doesn't exist, or if a thing doesn't exist, you know, you make it, you invent it. And I wonder, what do you, you know, let's fast forward, it's a year from now and you've done, I mean, I don't know how frequently you want to do these, but let's say you've done 10 or 12 of these, like, what do you hope can be true in a Memphis where Midnight Marauder does exist?
Yeah. I mean, I think the very first thing is, you know, the bottom level is the same thing we've always been doing, right? Where it's just people who think and feel like we do don't feel so out of water. Right? Because that's key. Elizabeth, you and I have had this conversation 7,000 times. Like, you know, something that's key to getting the most creative people to help build a space is to first feel like they have a home in that space.
Yeah.
That space has a place for them, you know. And, you know, there are a lot of creatives and producers. I mean, the music, the Memphis hip hop scene here is literally built off the backs of producers, not rappers. Big shout out to the rappers.
Yeah.
But it was DJ Paul and Juicy J's production that took every DJ Squeaky, Spanish Fly, you know what I'm saying? Like the producers here, and a space for people to challenge themselves and take things to the next level. You know, I look forward to not only us giving a home for the people here who want to serve in that kind of space, but to also be a destination. The same way Kid and I wanted to get to LA.
Yeah.
Right? The same way Kid and I went to Atlanta for Controllerize. Big shout out to Stolen Drums, which is another iteration, another child of this idea.
Okay.
Right? You know, a lot of producers travel across the country to see and be a part of these kinds of communities.
Yeah.
Beat Society up north. I was a part of it, right? In Philadelphia. You know, I've been around the country being a part of things like this. And the idea that there's one here in our own city that'll also be a tourism attraction, that'll also draw people here. But as always, even if we have an iteration of an idea that didn't originate here, you know, it'll be different.
Yeah.
Because it is ours.
Absolutely.
And we are different. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. What else can we talk about? Well, first of all, we have some more music to listen to. So I do want to set some of this up. So, Kid Maestro, what's this of yours that I have in here? No comment.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think Kid has a comment on that.
That's not allowed here on the radio. Okay. Yeah.
No, I've been doing this series of beat tapes where I've been releasing a beat tape every week. And I've been doing that since the first week of 2024. And this track was one of the ones that I made from the very first one of those beat tapes. They're called Tajin tapes. And I made this.
Well, let's listen to it. Kid Maestro made it. And you're hearing it, No Comment, on WYXR right now.
Woo!
All right. That was a little kid maestro for you. No comment. Yeah. From one of your beat tapes in 2024, the year of the producer, as we were just discussing.
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to keep up in 25?
You know, I think so, but I'm not going to do it weekly, most likely.
Yeah.
Just because...
it was insane.
It has been insane. It still is insane. But it's also, it was just for a reason. Like, you know, I went into 2023 with the intentions of writing an album. I took off January, did nothing else but work on that. And the music I made, I loved, and I had a lot of creative like momentum and energy to make this thing and put it out. And then as the year went on, I found that there was one reason after another for me not to like put a stamp on that and get it to the world. And when the year came to a close, I had to really sit and figure out why I did that. And, you know, I think there are several reasons, both externally and internally. But I think the main umbrella was that, you know, I just was still very afraid to stand on my ideas as an artist. And because of the nature of my work, it was easy to hide behind other people's art and ideas and support that and see growth in my career. But the artist side of me that has always existed remained stagnant and lost to fear. And I decided once I realized that, I decided I was not going to let that hold me back. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to practice not being afraid. So I'm putting out music every single week this year.
Right. That's what I'm doing. And some of it you're going to think is great, and some of it you're not going to think is great, because that's how it goes. Like, when you're producing at that rate.
Yeah.
But it definitely, that has a way of, like, ripping that Band-Aid off, for sure.
Yeah. I was really inspired by a producer named Knowledge, who, if you go to his Bandcamp, has like legit hundreds of projects. And I would just listen to all of these projects and be like, man, like, some of this is like legit some of the best music I've heard. And some of it, it was just whatever, you know. I didn't care for it, but all of it together told a story. And because I'm such a fan, it kind of helped liberate me to not have to make everything be so perfect or be this specific idea. What I found, at least for me right now, is more important that I'm telling the story and the context of it all together matters,
you know
what I mean? And this is the best way I feel like I can express myself and explain who I am through a lot.
Do you feel like now, coming to the end of 2024, like, do you feel like a valve has been like pressure has been released, just like internally, in terms of like getting all of that creative product out?
Honestly, no. What I feel like has happened is that it's revealed how much is blocked up, like how much of well creatively I am, because the nature of creativity is that, at least I find, is you don't do it and then you're out. It's more of a momentum of more. Like, it's kind of like a moving goalpost. Like, once you make something, you realize that this wasn't actually completely me, right? It was all that I can see at this time. And now that you allowed yourself to get past that, right, you revealed more of yourself, right, that you feel like needs attention and creativity and an outlet. And so, you know, I may not be doing a beat tape every week next year, but the pace, there's things I need to make that I feel like require that pace.
Yeah.
And so, no, I feel like, I wouldn't say I don't feel like I've done enough, but I feel like
you got a lot more to do.
Yeah, it's like revealed how much I still have to do.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Dang. No pressure. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Straight From The Source on WYXR. I've got I Make Mad Beats and Kid Maestro in the studio. We're talking about the new I Make Mad Beats album, Wands, which is everywhere, literally, figuratively. It's on all it's on all the DSPs. And if you missed the sold-out release show last weekend at the Pink Palace, you can get a little taste this weekend at Midnight Marauder. And also discover a whole bunch of other producers who are doing cool stuff in the city. Okay, I want to play this Cameron Bethany track, partly because I don't recognize this title. Is this unreleased?
Nah, this is his recent release.
How did I miss this?
Yeah, it's his, it's a dance record, you know.
Okay.
And
That's feeling like the vibe for me lately from the last couple of tracks. Yeah, with the Whitney thing and everything. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's you're on point. Yeah. you have caught the vibe, absolutely. This is a new Cameron Bethany record. I think it came out in August, actually. And it's killing. And I'm always going to be a big fan of the things he creates. And so let's listen.
Okay, well, now I just feel like I owe the world an apology for sleeping on this and having not played it on my show until right now. But we're going to make up for that. This is Unless You Want Me To by Cameron Bethany. And you are listening to it on WYXR.
Oh, that's my song. Is that Nomad? Push up on me, pull me close. Wanna feel your cuticles. Come on over, don't be shy. Don't you worry, I won't bite unless you want me to. Let's quit playing around. No more limitations. A little bit closer now. I'm patiently waiting. Wanna be more than friends. This our last song. This our only chance. Chance. Take a chance on me. Don't me. Make no sense for us. Lonely. Take me however you want me. Push up on me, pull me close. Wanna feel your cuticles. Come on over, don't be shy. Don't you worry, I won't bite. Push up on me, pull me close.
Cameron Bethany, Unless You Want Me To, which I just want to say, I set that up by saying that I had not played it on my show, which was a lie. As soon as I pressed play on straight it, I was like, oh my God, I've been playing the heck out of this song. So I feel better now. I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight From The Source. I Make That Beats and Kid Maestro in the house. All right, so Midnight Marauder is this weekend. We talked about the year of the producer for you, Kid, with the beat tape. What else? Like, give me the down low on the lead up to Wands.
Yeah. You know, it was, I don't know. I don't think I saw it as epic as it actually happened. I just knew that it had been so long since I put out music that if I was going to do it, I need to, you know, raise the staff up high in the sky and try to make it happen. And so I just knew that I wanted to create content that helped tell the story of why I created Wands. But I did not expect for that content to kind of take on a life of its own in terms of, like, I have people, like, I mean, real deal, a lot of people asking me to make a movie right now, who are telling me that the content itself was, like, you know, snippets from a movie, and, you know, and people are calling me like the rollout king now, and it's hilarious. But no, I mean, for me, it was, I think about making Unapologetic, right? Whenever in 2014-15, anytime an artist here was doing something quote unquote different, it was a pattern. It was a very clear pattern of, like, I'm gonna do something different. And then you just do something different in front of a whole bunch of people, and then they don't get it because it's different, right? It doesn't have a 12 bar verse and an 8 bar hook and a bridge, and it's different, right? And then you have the complaints, right? Well, man, people in Memphis don't really feel my stuff, or man, there's not a space here for, you know, people doing the kinds of things that I'm doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I just remember when we first started Unapologetic, I thought to myself, like, hey man, if we're gonna do different stuff, then we need to be prepared to explain it, right? We need to take on the responsibility of creating the world that makes what we put in that world make sense.
Okay.
Right? And so that's how we approach everything. You know, and that's just storytelling. That's all it is. It's you know, if I just tell you about somebody, he might be weird, but if I tell you about the world he came from, the circumstances that created him, his neighbors, his dog, blah, 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 blah. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, Joker is actually not a bad guy.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. And that was the rollout for Wands, really. It was just knowing that, like, I'm about to drop a score to a story. This doesn't have an 8-bar hook on it. And it's not pop or mainstream ready or accessible. It's an experience. And so I just knew that I had to prepare people for that. And that's why the release event was so... was so important, and honestly such a success for us, because the responses I got from people afterwards were just amazing. And I think a lot of that was just to how well we set up for the idea of Wands to be on display, and for people to feel it emotionally, to receive the message, the story, et cetera, et cetera. And so, I mean, it's a big job nowadays to create a world, but I also feel like, you know, I mean, interestingly, similar to like having a child, you know, you know, if you're going to have a child, you have to have a home, you have to have things for that child, you have to, you know, you have to build a world for that child. It's not, you can't just have a world, you have to have a world for that child, you know, and making art is no different to me.
Yeah, the release of Wands was a huge milestone too, because, you know, Better Left Than Said, it was the kickoff. It was the first solo artist release of Unapologetic. And, you know, that was an intended catalyst for a producer focused idea, right? For us to be able to present producers as artists way back when. But, you know, just the way things aligned, you know, a lot more attention went into our vocal artists, and that was fine.
Like, yeah.
That helped us be where we are today. But we never forgot about that goal, you know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, for one reason or another, that part of our identity that was at the source of mm-hmm. our, you know, in our source code, you know, just needed, we just knew we needed to let that live, you know, 9 years later.
Yeah.
And I feel like for different reasons, we kind of both were like, yeah, we got to do this, man. Like, we got to be artists too.
Yeah.
We just went about it in our own ways this year. And, you know, and so I feel a lot of camaraderie and with I Make Mad Beats in that, just like, I feel like while my journey was very personal, like, I felt like I was walking it with somebody who not only supported but understood, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Just had a unique perspective, and that was extremely encouraging, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just from somebody who just had more experience doing that than me, so I got to be inspired, and
yeah,
it was dope.
Yeah, it's a different journey. I mean, and I think that's the key thing, is that we're conveying ideas without words, right? And so we have to use other mechanisms to help people understand what we're saying, right? That's why, you know, the rollout for Juan started almost a month out
mm-hmm.
of content that was explaining the ethos of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew I wasn't going to, you're not going to hit play on my album and I'm like, yo, I'm mad at this. Listen to the lyrics. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you're going to, you know, you have to kind of set the path a bit. So, you know, but no, I spent this year prepping and creating the world of Juan's. And meanwhile, every Monday, you know, Kid Maestro's dropping another beat tape mm-hmm. in the app, and then eventually to Spotify, to DSPs, you know. And it definitely felt like, again, like one thing that I love is that we have two producer artists who are doing it differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're walking our own individual paths of what it is to be a producer artist. And I hope the inspiration that goes out is that you can create your own way. Like, you know, I didn't create this project, how to roll it out, how to introduce it. I didn't do any of this watching anyone. I just, you know, like my dad always said, you want to know people, know yourself. You know, most of us are more alike than we are different.
Yep.
And so I just read myself and charted a path.
Yeah.
And Kid Maestro read himself and charted a path. And we hope that sincerity is what lands on people.
Mm, I love it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think the more personal you can be, the more universal you
Absolutely.
Are, right?
Absolutely.
This has been such a great conversation. If you just tuned in, I've been hanging out with I Make Mad Beats and Kid Maestro, and you will be able to listen back to this full episode at WYXR.org. You can find archived episodes of all your favorite shows, so definitely go and listen to the whole thing if you're just joining us. And I'm going to put a little pro on it here in a second. But before we go, I want to recap how folks can get connected to Midnight Marauder that's happening this weekend, Saturday, at the Pink Palace. Where do they need to go? What do producers need to know if they want to get involved?
Yes. IamUnapologetic.com.
Boom.
That's it.
There's a tab. It says Midnight Marauder. It has everything you need to know. But I just want to shout out, if you are a producer, there's a segment called Open Ox, where you have 4 minutes to literally play and do or perform whatever you want. So take advantage of that. It's first come, first serve, limited to 10 slots. So please sign up. Please grab your tickets this Saturday at the Museum of Science and History, AKA or currently known
AKA
as
Mosh, AKA the Pink Palace.
The Pink Palace, you know what I'm saying, in the Deep End Theater. So grab your tickets.
One last thing, and this is something that I think we need to message because I've gotten questions on this a few times. This event is not just for producers and performers and singers and all that stuff. If you love music and just want to hear new, innovative, experimental music.
This is for fans.
This is for fans too. If you just want to come and dance, come through. There will be music for you. Absolutely.
We love that.
Yeah.
You got to get somebody out there on the floor first, right?
Absolutely.
They get it started.
Kid Maestro.
Okay. That's going to get people out. Y'all, thank you so much for being here. It's always fun to talk to you. And I wish we had more than an hour, but I think we covered a lot of ground. I Make Mad Beats' new album, Wands, is out now. Midnight Marauder is this Saturday at the Pink Palace. And I will be back right here, same time, same day, next week for Straight From the Source. And I'm going to leave you with some pro. This is Spades featuring, is it Unique?
It is Unique.
All right. Yeah. Spades featuring Unique. This is pro. You're listening to it on WYXR.
Solid, it's like a game of spades. Cards on the table, can you keep it 100? Yeah, please don't cut me. Please don't cut me, baby. Please don't. With my pride, with my mind, when it get ugly, baby. Please don't cut me. Please don't cut me, baby. Please don't fuck with my pride, with my mind, when it get ugly, baby. Why you always gotta find some reason to be mad at me? Love me, but you badger me. Treat you like your majesty. Funny how you shine when we